So what do you do when bad things happen to good puppets? Well, that's what Melissa McCarthy is investigating in a new movie called The Happy Time Murders. She plays a detective trying to solve a string of puppet killings.
This wasn't a robbery. This was a hit.
Welcome!
Someone out there is killing puppets.
Oh my, The Happy Time Murders. It is rated R, and in this case, the R might stand for raunchy. It's inappropriate for both children and morning radio. So just a fair warning, this piece contains some clips that some listeners might find very disturbing. They certainly disturbed NPR's Barry Gordimer.
The Happy Time Murders is packed with violence.
What the?
Foul language.
Well, if the shoe fits,
you.
Yeah, you too.
You more.
And graphic puppet sex.
This is not a good idea.
What's it gonna be, Phil?
The problem is, I can't play any clips that really demonstrate just how raunchy this movie is.
When did you get so squeamish?
I'm not squeamish.
Brian Henson, what would Jim Henson say about this movie?
I don't know. My dad would probably have said, oh my God, that's outrageous, Brian. But I also think he would have enjoyed it.
That's Brian Henson, son of Muppet creator Jim Henson. Brian directed The Happy Time Murders.
This is really the raunchiest I've ever gone with puppets. I thought, well, maybe I should do something that's sort of PG-13, but I didn't want to accidentally invite a family audience into this movie. I wanted to make sure it was very, very clear that this is for adults only. So in a lot of ways, that also became a license to go even further than our instincts were to go.
The Happy Time Murders is the latest example of adult puppetry that leans heavily on the scatological. In the early 2000s, Comedy Central brought us Crank Yankers, where puppets lip-synced to lewd and crude crank phone calls.
Thank you for calling SST Towing. How may I help you?
I just picked up my 92 Accord from your lot, and there is a huge turd in the back seat.
And there's what in the back seat?
A turd!
Ma'am, if you want to bring that car back, we'll take a look at it.
You want to take
the creators of South Park brought us the all-marionette movie Team America, where an elite group of commandos vanquish terrorists and good taste.
All right, I'll trust you. But only if you...
You can't be serious.
Oh, I am serious. This is my serious face.
Puppets behaving badly isn't new. In fact, over the centuries, raunch has been the rule rather than the exception.
Puppetry around most of the world until the 19th century wasn't for children. In fact, a lot of it was pretty shocking.
Eileen Blumenthal is a theater professor at Rutgers University and author of the book Puppetry, A World History.
In the Middle Ages, one specialty of puppets became sex and violence.
The classic puppet show Punch and Judy was topical, political, and very racy. It was a good way in the 17th century to poke fun at the crown and the church without getting your head chopped off.
Puppets have always been able to get away with things that live actors can't.
Brian Henson looks forward to seeing what he can get away with in the future.
This is a direction that I'm experimenting with, but it's not at all exclusively where I plan on being. But people really sort of delight in puppets going really too far.
Just don't tell the kids. Barry Gordimer, NPR News.